welcome to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am one of the hosts, Rebecca.
And I'm Josh. And it's the new year.
It's the first episode of 2021.
Yes.
We made it.
We made it. We're here. And we're going to bring you things like this episode.
We're obviously like super well prepared for the new year.
Yes. So well prepared. Fresh start. Here we go.
Fresh start. It's like magically at midnight, 2020 just vanished.
Yeah.
And all the problems vanished with it.
We cleaned the windows. We can see clearly now. It's good. All the grime of last year is gone.
All the grime.
So much grime.
We have hopes and dreams for 2021.
Yes. Is there anything? Some of you might have resolutions.
Do you have a resolution?
No, but
but some might.
I found this New Year's resolution generator.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because I don't have one either.
Thanks to Arby's.
Arby's?
Arby's New Year's resolution generator. So the first, like, it gives you like three like columns to like what your new resolution's like thing will be.
Okay.
So the first column will be last digit of your phone number.
Okay.
Then your birth month, and then your first initial.
Okay.
So mine is enjoy mispronouncing gyro.
Yeah, hero.
Hero?
Enjoy hero.
While eating a wrap.
While eating. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How can you enjoy a hero while eating a wrap?
Because I'm enjoying the fact that I don't care about mispronouncing it.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Let me see what mine is. All right, last digit of your phone number. So work on curling Arby's bags.
Oh, good.
Then laughing uncontrollably.
Well, thank you, Arby's, for that.
Curling Arby's bags. I've never tried it, so I guess I could work on it.
They would be very heavy because they have the meats.
The meats.
Yes, they do have the meats. So we thought to start off, this year, we would list some of like our aspirations and goals, not just maybe for this year only, but you know, for life. And then, so we're going to be talking about our bucket lists, you know, stuff to do before we die.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very bad at like keeping track of things and like to do them.
Yes.
Very lazy, because some things on people's bucket list are like scary, like skydiving.
Right.
Like
I'd do it.
I would put it off for a long time. But you know, whatever.
I would do it. If I could do it for free, I would do it. I don't know how much it costs, but I would do it for free.
I mean, you could probably do it really cheaply if you just got like paid some guy with an airplane,
right? And then just jump out.
And just jump out.
The last bucket list item. do you have any like ideas or wishes or whatever for 2021? Anything that you aspire to?
Probably, this is a more like, I don't know, like serious one. I don't know. Probably to find a like and see regularly a therapist.
Nice, yeah.
You know, because after last year, you know, mental health ain't great.
No, yeah.
So it'd be good to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And just to have somebody and to look forward to appointments, knowing that I can talk to somebody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty, like, standard one for me, I would say.
I think that is something that's important for a lot of people.
Hey, therapy's for everybody.
Yes. Therapy should be available for everyone. If you have the means to it, I highly recommend it, especially after last year. Start the new year with a new way of feeling better about yourself.
Yeah.
Mentally, maybe physically. Who knows? You know, brain can affect your whole body. So.
For sure.
I know I should probably work on being a little healthier in general.
I don't know the meaning of the words.
I'm not gonna go crazy with like, you know, January is always full of like resolutions to lose weight and
keto
blah 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 and work out more and blah blah blah. But I mean, certainly in quarantine I got used to being very inactive
and unhealthy. Just signed up for the Uber Eats pass.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not doing well.
Nice. that is both inactive and
okay,
food.
To be fair, it is safer.
It's true. It's very true. It is safer.
Well, not very much healthier.
I'm hoping that this year, while I know, I understand that it's not going to just vanish, I'm hoping that eventually the vaccine becomes widespread and we can start.
Yes, I hope to get vaccinated.
I hope
this
to
year.
Get vaccinated, and I hope that that will start the battle that we've been waging.
Yeah, and hopefully we can see some of you all, you know, at some point this year.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, getting back to some sort of normalcy would be super awesome. I don't think we'll probably see it till next year, but...
For sure. But, you know, at least we can start the process this year.
Yeah.
Some of our bucket list items... drew inspiration from a book called The Big Bucket List Book.
The Big Bucket List
133 experiences of lifetime.
Yes.
Of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a cool book because it has divided by price points and stuff.
Yes.
And like categories and things like that.
Yes, the categories helped me a lot because I was like, when I started composing my list, oh, this book is by Jin Sander, by the way.
And what section of the?
In 646.7.
0.7.
Because when I was starting my bucket list, I didn't know where to start.
Sure.
I was like, I'm sure I have things on my list that like I want to do and like just whenever and like, but I didn't know where to begin. And I was reading through some of the sections here, and I was like, oh, that's yes, I would like to do that.
Cool. So it inspired you a little bit?
It sure did.
Have you had items on a bucket list before this?
Not physically.
Me neither. I never wrote them down.
I never wrote them down.
Yeah. I just had mentally like, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to start?
Yes. I would love to start. So I have 10 things on my bucket list.
Me too.
Oh, how nice.
10 seems like a good number.
Yes. And all of mine range from like varying levels of difficulty to like, you know, just like
things that you may never accomplish,
things that I may never accomplish or things that I aspire to accomplish.
Okay.
Number one, to start a new collection. I want to collect something.
Nice. Now, is this in order of importance or just random?
It is completely random.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any idea of what you want to collect?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I do have an idea. It's just a very expensive idea.
Collections usually involve a lot of money.
So I'm very big into, for anyone that knows me, I'm very big into spaceships.
Spaceship.
Spaceships, yes. I have plenty of books on blueprints for different sci-fi spaceships and like just technical specifications for stuff like that. I would love to start owning some models of that. And I know that, this is a very deep hole that I've gone down. The Star Wars X-Wings miniatures game.
Oh yeah,
has plenty of ship miniatures.
Yes,
that I'm not so much interested in the game, although I'd love to play it sometime. But more so interested in all the ships, because like not only do they have ships like from like the main series, but like they have ships like from like very like books and like just like out there like Star Wars ships that you wouldn't like normally come across in like the Star Wars fandom.
Nice,
and I just love that. Like they come in varying sizes and they range in price from like 15 to like 100 something dollars.
Yeah.
So like it's not a very cheap like
no, it's not bad though.
Collection, but I'd love to have one.
I know people with more expensive habits.
It's very cool.
Are you gonna like get like those cool glass bookcases and have them in
yes,
there? Or are you gonna like
exactly
hang them
from
the ceiling or
That seems like a cat's like playhouse.
I suppose you have to dust them and stuff.
Yeah, the glass display case is probably the best.
Yeah.
Number two, get famous one time, just one.
Interesting. Okay. Like semi-famous.
Yeah, semi-famous.
Like, hey, you're that one guy from that thing.
Yes.
But like, you can still go out.
Yeah.
Without getting mobbed.
Yeah, just like one time. I don't want to be like, you know, I just want to be. It's like, yeah, I did something one time, and a lot of people saw it.
Does this podcast not count? We're famous.
Right.
With like three people.
Yeah. We love you three.
We're library
people.
Famous. Is that not enough for you?
Sure. Number three, I've done this like to varying degrees, but like meet a celebrity.
Meet a celebrity. Cool.
Probably someone I'd look up to.
Like have a good conversation.
Yeah, like actually meet them, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ugh,
just
amazing.
He
seems so cool.
I'll buy you dinner.
Right?
Number four. And I don't have a specific place in this. Maybe Wisconsin. But go to some place where fresh cheese is made.
Fresh cheese. Yeah. Wisconsin's your place.
Yeah.
Although England has pretty amazing cheese.
I would love... It's the soft cheese, though.
All kinds of cheese. Like, a lot of the names of cheeses are places in England.
Okay.
Well, like, Red Leicester is a cheese. It's a hard cheese.
Okay.
It's from Leicester.
I would love to just go to, like...
France?
What do you call a cheese like factory?
Well, I mean, like real proper cheese is made by like they're like artisans.
Yeah, like I want to go there.
I'm sure
like,
they have a name.
Because you know there's like a winery, but for cheese,
like a vineyard, a cheesery. There must be.
There has to be a name for that. Okay. Number five, own an expensive piece of art.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
I thought that was a nice one.
Yeah.
I was like, it'd be a good talking point.
Yeah.
To have. And it's just like,
sense of pride.
Yeah, I have a very nice piece of art.
Yeah.
Number six, ride on a scenic train.
Ooh, yeah, it's a good one.
I know they do they have good food on those trains.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd just be like to ride through the mountains. And,
yeah.
You know, just like, oh.
I really want to do that too. That'd especially nice. In like Switzerland.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, the Swiss train. Alps train.
Number seven. I chose my words very carefully for this one because I don't want it to seem like I want this, but like I just want to be a caretaker for an exotic pet. I don't want to own an exotic pet because that's kind of iffy.
Okay, yeah. No,
I get you. But I'd rather like, you know, if I needed to like house an exotic pet.
Like foster one?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I would do so gladly.
Or work at a place
that does that.
That has exotic pets?
Yes.
Yeah?
That
would be really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm just getting very hungry.
I feel like I'm getting new ideas.
Number eight, try A5 Japanese Wagyu.
Ooh.
So for those of you who don't know... Japanese Wagyu comes in like different classifications from like 1 through 5. It's like on the scale.
Yeah.
A5 being the top tier like type of meat.
Yeah.
This is judging by the fat to meat ratio within the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just like the most melt in your mouth, like quality meat that you can have.
Yeah. These are the cows that get like massages.
Yeah. These are the cows that get massages and they get like, just free roaming and just the most relaxed, chill cows.
Like, if you
want to
come back as an animal, you want to come back as a cow.
Yeah.
For Wagyu beef.
Yeah, but you get turned into beef.
I mean, we all die eventually. You might as well get, like, pampered while
you're
alive.
I know, but, like, I just... I guess. But, yeah, I want to try that.
Yeah, sounds good.
For sure.
For sure.
Number 9 and number 10 are kind of, like, in the same sphere. Number 9 is to go to an observatory.
You've never been to one?
No. I mean, the Orlando Science Center has one.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've, like, been in there.
I haven't been to the Orlando one, no.
I'd love to go to one. Just like and see what it's like.
That's cool.
Number 10 is see the Milky Way. Because,
okay.
You know, like... Like in places like the desert, like you can see it like very clearly because there's no lights.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
It's beautiful because I was driving through the Mojave Desert at night and there were no
as
other
you do.
Cars. As one does. We were road tripping across California and there were no other cars. There were no streetlights. There was no cities by. So we pulled over, turned off the car lights, and there it was right above.
Dang.
It was pretty amazing. One of the top memories I think I have. Because I also love space and stuff, so it's
Yeah.
That's a cool list. I think you've got a nice variety of obtainable and then like, what's the word? Like, not exotic, but like,
yeah,
more like, outlandish.
Yeah, for sure.
Things. Good job. I feel Thank like you. I want to rewrite mine.
Oh, well, feel free to.
My bucket list is also 10 items. It's something.
They're all food. No.
It's mostly travel.
Okay.
Because that's awesome. My biggest thing is I like to see places.
I think I would travel more if it wasn't such a headache.
Yes. There are places I want to travel to that I don't actually want to travel to. I just want to be like dropped there. In
yeah.
and then picked back up. Like, like maybe in the future when we have different more like forms of transportation, I can do these things.
Yeah, for sure.
My bucket list has been something that's been, I've never written it down, but I've had things on it and I've been fortunate enough to accomplish some of these things.
Nice.
Mine is not in any sort of order. Number one was to meet a red panda because they're my favorite animals. And yes. I was fortunate enough to do that at the Chattanooga Zoo. I got to go into the exhibit and speak with the
the red panda,
the caretakers. I spoke to the red panda and we had a great time. I fed it grapes. I got to touch its fur. It was amazing. Number two, I've also accomplished, I got to spend New Year's Eve in London. So I got to watch the London fireworks. It's something I've always wanted to do. It was very cold, but very enjoyable. Number three is something that's kind of sentimental. I want to go home to England for Christmas because when I was growing up, I spent every Christmas in England and I haven't done that as an adult.
Mm.
So I would like to go home and relive all of my Christmas memories.
Sure.
There. Number four is very simple. Just go to Japan.
Yeah. I want to go back instantly.
Yes. Just go to Japan. Number five is move to Hawaii because I love it in Hawaii. And we briefly discussed it during this quarantine period when things were a little uncertain. And now it's kind of been like implanted in my brain and I want to do it. Something I think about.
You would burn.
I would. I live in Orlando. It's That's not fair. Super different.
Okay.
Number six is to finish my bachelor's degree. Just for my own satisfaction.
That's fair. I mean, I guess I'm glad that I finished mine, but at the same time, I don't use it, so.
But you've accomplished it.
I guess.
So that's something to be proud of.
I've become in debt.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of one of the things that holds me back is I'm finally debt-free.
Yeah.
Except for my car. But that brings me to number seven, which is a bucket list item that I've always had since I was little, is to own a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
And I do.
For sure.
So check mark on that one.
It's yours.
It's mine. I owns it. Number eight is to RV across America.
See, that is one of mine for sure. I definitely want to do that. I've always had dreams about doing this since high school.
Yeah.
You just got to have the right people to do it.
You got
to
have the right people.
Because you're stuck with them.
Probably costs a fortune.
Yeah.
But that's like also something that's hard to budget for.
Yeah, like,
how do you budget?
Like gas and then food.
The
and
actual like RV.
The RV.
Food. Yeah. So I don't know how obtainable that one is, but it's on there. Number nine is to travel to New Zealand and go to Hobbiton.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The recreation from the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And number 10 is to experience winter in Vienna.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because that's just like dreamy.
For sure.
Some place I've always wanted to go. It looks very like picturesque and romantic. I love that it's one of the birthplaces of music, like classical music. And winter is just a wonderful time of year. So that's it. That's my list. Travel. Mostly travel.
Should we have put something like library related on there?
Well, I mean, finishing my degree is kind of library related because I want to finish my bachelor's and then I was interested in getting my master's in library science.
Well, so there you go.
That's, that will replace my finished degree on my bucket list if I actually finish the degree. So.
Right. Okay.
Do you have a bucket list like library? Can you think of one?
Can't. I mean, really.
No more overdue books.
My books are never overdue.
Well, because your staff.
Correct.
More interlibrary loans.
More comic books.
More comic books. I want to simultaneously read something that's physically checked out on Cloud Library, and checked out on Hoopla.
I do that all the time because I get too lazy.
Yeah, it's true.
And I just, ebook it is.
Yes, that's true.
It's just easier, more accessible for me. But yeah, I think those were good lists. Good list.
I feel positive about this year.
I feel hungry.
I feel restless.
Yes.
I want to go do these things.
I want to go somewhere and do these things.
The plan was, my original plan from a few years ago was to go to Japan this year.
Yeah.
So that's,
do you know where in Japan you would have gone?
Gonna work out.
Like Tokyo?
I would have started in Tokyo. I do want to go to Tokyo Disney Sea, the Disney resort.
Of course, yes. Yes.
But I also do want to go to like Kyoto and do like
traditional
stuff as
well.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But I want to go.
You should go to Akihabara.
I think my friend has been there. I want to go with my friend who's been there before, and he can speak the language a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be great. I was so lost.
He's familiar with the area because he's been quite a few
times. I went into places I don't know if I was supposed to go into.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Stupid Americans.
Yeah, I definitely got that look a couple times.
Yeah, I've had that look before too.
Sometimes I get that look here.
I was going, sorry, I'm a tourist. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yep. Well,
put a pin in that conversation.
Welcome to the new year, new nonfiction friends.
Yes.
We're here and we're going to do stuff, have some more things to talk about and yearly
stuff. We also hit a landmark in this new year.
We did hit a landmark. Thanks to you, listener.
Thanks to you, our fabulous listeners. We have over 10,000 listens on SoundCloud.
It's amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Kind of popular.
We're almost popular. See, you're working your way on the checklist.
Yeah, for sure.
We're somewhat famous.
Somewhat famous.
We're
the
library
one thing.
Famous.
The one thing.
It's a start.
It is a start. As always, please check out our online programming. Mm-hmm. We still have plenty of that going on. Different crafts and different things for you to tune into. And
are you
I don't
reading anything?
So I did start House in the Cerulean Sea.
Ooh.
I couldn't tell you what it's about yet, because I just started it.
Okay.
I'm in the first chapter.
Okay.
But I have it checked out physically, and I have it checked out on Cloud Library.
Nice.
It's been sitting at my house for 3-4 weeks. So,
and
I just checked it out. On Cloud Library, and I'm reading it there.
Nice.
Are you?
I just bought 2 books, and I'm very excited to start both of them. I have the graphic novel Eat and Love Yourself by Sweeney Boo. I believe she is in the same realm as your, Heartstoppers or something like that? I also have Dolly Parton's book Songteller. By Dolly Parton. It's her life in lyrics. It is one of the biggest books I've ever owned, but that's because it has like huge pictures of behind the scenes in her life, complete with like lyrics, obviously. So I haven't started either one of those, but I'm very excited to. Getting a new book is such a satisfying feeling. It was a good way to start the new year.
Yeah, I'd say so.
With
I miss going to the bookstore and buying like a book that I have no prior knowledge about.
Yes.
I don't know anything about it. Haven't read any reviews about it. Mm-hmm. It just looks good and sounds good. And I was like, it's a book. And I will say I had a pretty good track record like for books that I bought. I liked most of like all of them that I bought.
Nice.
So,
I think I do that about maybe once a year. I recently did it a few months ago. I was going traveling and I wanted a book and I didn't want to bring a library book because there was nothing that I could think of that I wanted to check out. So I just went to a bookstore and perused and one just spoke to me. So I grabbed it.
For sure. Sometimes you just got to let the books talk, you know?
Let the books talk.
That should be our life.
That should be a tagline or something.
Let the books talk.
Let the books do the talking.
Yeah. That's great. Maybe that should be,
maybe we should change our new year.
What if that was our new tagline? That sounds so cool.
It does too. It does.
Let Let us know what you think.
Yes.
But for now, just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends.